Hey guys, it's been a while, huh?
Yeah.
One could say that.
Yeah. So where have we been? Because we were supposed to be recording. And actually, we did record.
Oh! Timon, I finally got out of that portal that I was locked in.
Thank goodness. I was in prison.
You're in prison?
Yeah, for tax fraud.
Okay.
No, that was low-key me, bro. But that's another story.
And where were you, Lars?
Where were you?
Dude, I was fighting the, like, what the fuck are we doing? I was not prepared for this. We're back, boys!
We're back!
Woo!
Welcome, everybody. All opinions that we express in this podcast are solely our own, so please take everything with a grain of salt. After all, the podcast is called The Medical Idiots for a reason.
Wow. Already incredible. Covering our asses in the first 15 seconds?
Exactly.
You
that,
know
that
it.
That shows confidence.
Yo, isn't that a swear word, bro?
No.
No.
Asses? Nah, that's not a swear word.
Wait, what word?
As you all know, we have been absent, but we haven't stopped our creative process. No.
We haven't.
If you remember our last episode of season 1, episode 4, you'll remember that our recordings gave off the summer vibe. In fact, we have unreleased episodes, but we will not call this slacking. No. These episodes will go into the catalog as secret episodes, which you will never have access to because they're so special.
Except if you subscribe to Time's OnlyFans.
Exactly. They're released.
Can't forget Time's OnlyFans. Always available in the description below. Your 21st century citizens, you know exactly how to access the description. In any case, nature's cycle comes and goes, and now we are quite literally locked in with nothing but the cold outside and our mics inside.
Ooh.
That being said, welcome back to the first official episode of the Medical Idiots Podcast Season 2, where we, four self-proclaimed idiots, discuss medicine, student life, professional topics, and other topics of pressing matters.
Yeah.
Woo!
Topics.
Can I get a what?
What?
And of course, if you have topics you would like us to discuss, please go to our social media. As I said before, it is in the description. You can always leave us a suggestion. The other plugs I will not mention because that'll take up more time than we have already spent trying to prepare for this podcast.
Yeah, any suggestions? We'll probably do them because
just shoot us a mess.
Yeah, we really don't get that many,
and we're already running out of ideas.
You know, actually, we get a lot of ideas and suggestions when we meet people in person.
Yeah,
which I don't know. You could say we prefer it, but you're always free to drop it in
the suggestion. I always get is like, "Yo, can I be a guest?"
So when are we going to be guests?
Yeah, when are we going to be on there? It's
well, like, recently, me and Kern were at Peter's Irish Pub, which is a pub in Maastricht.
Shout out,
yeah. You know, sponsor us. we met some really nice people from MSP, Maastricht Science Program, who were very, very vocal about what we could do, and they were quite excited to share these ideas. So shout out to you guys. You guys know who you are. But
I don't know who they are.
You don't need to know who they are.
Okay.
Okay.
So, guys, where have we been? You know?
Where have we been?
I have
hustling.
Really big worded intro, but where have we been?
Hustling. Every day. No? 24/7.
Every day.
I don't know. We've just been adjusting.
Being, to be honest.
Exams. Yeah.
Exam. Yeah. We've had exams for half a year.
No, not for half a year, but like we stopped at, I think, our last block?
Yeah, we stopped in year two.
Yeah, year two.
So we've gone for the summer.
Yeah.
I literally just said that we finished in June. Or
yeah,
like...
Yeah.
And year two.
Yes, or... Yeah.
Yeah, so we were gone for the summer.
went on some vacations.
Went on some vacations.
I heard Simon went on a great vacation.
I heard Curran was there on that same vacation.
I was.
I heard Shresh and I weren't invited.
What?
It's not my problem.
Wait, I was... I was in Greece, you know, in classic fashion. I left before the academic year even finished.
This man dipped without even.
Yeah, he was in class on Zoom and he was just in a pool.
But you got the exam, right? You passed it.
Yeah, we didn't have an exam.
We
didn't
even we presented together.
This smart man didn't have an exam. Of course, who picked the one that had an exam? It's your boy.
And it's literally fault. An Whose elective. Fault is that? You make your own choices.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. It was an interesting topic, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was interested by my topic.
Then, of course, yeah, given the summer vacation, it was difficult for us to record. But we are back now. Things are starting to close down again. So the last few months, everything has been opened up. There was very, very lenient COVID regulations. And we've been up to, yeah, various many things. Lars, you mentioned that you were extremely busy. I can agree with that because this man needs to be contacted at least 10 business days before he's able to leave his house.
Do you know how long I've been trying to just...
You can schedule an appointment with my assistant.
Yeah, do you know how long I've been just trying to eat a burrito with the dude?
We've been scheduling that.
We actually scheduled to eat a burrito.
Didn't work out.
No, and it still hasn't happened.
So, speak to that.
Yeah, stuff has to be done. Like, honors program is really moving fast right now. Just, I think year three in general has been moving quite fast. Yeah. New stuff, internship, rotation, stuff like that, that we've been doing one day a week.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, also, like, need some time to work out sometimes. Like, a couple days a week.
Yeah. Tell us about it today, where you gripped the bar so hard.
Yeah, gripped the bar so hard that I spattered all my blood on the bar. Kids, licked it off, of course. Don't want to spread COVID.
Do not
work out. Don't do sports.
Don't take pre-workout, kids.
Do it. Yeah. Your Lars took 3 scoops of pre-workout and a coffee before this podcast. So
I didn't want the coffee. I just got a coffee. Well, you can't be rude.
You can't deny your coffee.
Lars is the type of guy to say that he wants to have something sweet before he goes to bed and then starts adding pre-workout to his ice.
No, I'm gonna keep the heart going.
And then wonders why he's shaking the next morning.
What the hell is going on?
Well, what have you guys been up to?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
I mean, this year is a big change for us entering the third year because we finally go to the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been waiting for
it's crazy.
I mean, actually, we can't do that anymore because of COVID. But to be honest, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
First 2 months. And apart from that, I don't know what I've actually been doing, to be honest.
Time just flew by.
Yeah, time is just flying. Like, uni's getting more intense. Yeah. We have more work.
Yeah.
No, like...
I did Amsterdam Fashion Week.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you guys didn't know yet, Karen works as a model.
Yo, are you a model?
You're a model?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
Exposed.
Well, tell us about this
It was my first actual, like, fashion show. So it was really exciting. And it was in... Some fancy museum, which I forgot
some
the name
fancy
of.
Some fancy museum.
Wow.
Yeah.
How to
I'm
flex
fairly
without
sure there's them. Only That's one right. museum. Yeah. Oh, wait. No, this is in the wrong city.
No, it's Amsterdam, bro. There's many museums.
There are. there are more museums in Amsterdam.
So, but you also had a couple of shoots, right?
Yeah, I had a few shoots as well.
Is everything in Amsterdam? Because I feel like every time you go for a shoot, it's always in Amsterdam.
Yeah, because a lot of the main photographers... Like in the Netherlands, or most of them are in Amsterdam, especially the young ones that we work with.
Yeah. But if they really knew what they wanted to do, they'd do the shoots in Rotterdam.
In Rotterdam.
It's just a sexier city. Anyway, sorry, what were you saying?
Probably the ugly city of the Netherlands, but
that's
no, Rotterdam is beautiful. Man.
I like Rotterdam.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new medicine campus?
No, I haven't seen that.
Picobello.
I went there this summer, actually.
Haven't you seen it? It's really good.
When I went to Rotterdam, I didn't go visit the medicine campus.
We should do a visit.
Speaking of visiting the medicine campus, I was actually invited to my first ever medical congress.
Oh,
that was in Rotterdam. In fact, it was hosted at the Erasmus Medical School, and the amenities, man, the amenities, the facilities, the way they hosted me. I came in for basically the opening introduction, and then afterward, like, here's a goodie bag and your room to the Hilton.
I said, the Hilton?
Hold up, what?
The Hilton.
Yeah.
Wait, but it was a medical congress. I thought it was
this
for the,
was a medical congress for, in Dutch we call it the medezeggenschap, which is basically, students who have a say. Literally translated, students who have a say. So I'm involved in the education committee, and as part of the education committee, among other committees, we were asked by... EMS, so they took us out, and they had some very nice workshops. Depending on what you wanted to do, there were different trajectories. So there were like 4 like discussion panels, which were these big lectures, and then smaller workshops. So it was full day affair. I went there on Saturday and I came back on Sunday. So 2 days.
Your body's moving up in the world.
Wow.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Incredible.
Simon, what did you do?
What did I do? Well, I'm the only guy here who's in a different cluster.
Let's give them a bit of context.
Yeah, let's give them a bit of context.
Year three starts where the students get divided into groups, where because not all people can go to the hospital at the same department. Mm. So what happens is that Karen, Shresh, and I got separated from our boy Timon.
It's very upsetting.
Heartbreaking.
It was heartbreaking.
Yeah. Tried everything we could, but
unfortunately, yeah. You know, so there's some wounds can't be fixed.
Were we supposed to try to get Timon back?
I said we would try.
Okay, all right. My bad.
Okay.
We tried Timon.
No, but basically, Timon has been a little bit separated. Of course, like, we still study together. We do everything together. It's just that we were not in class together.
No, yeah, that's the only thing. So I've been doing abdomen. And
what bug do you have now?
Locomotor.
Okay.
So, which is, I think, considered the hardest one, right? Just
the anatomy.
Yeah, it's just because the amount of content. So I've got that to look forward to. But also just year three is really different. We're back on campus. So it's a lot better, but it's also a lot more. And pretty much also with honors program, it's also becoming a lot more at the moment. And committee work, stuff like this. So I've just been keeping myself busy socially and with and academically. But really, nothing of value.
I think we can all say we moved up in the last.
Yeah, definitely. In the last 6 months, I think we've all changed.
Oh, I'm on a new acne medication. Hell yeah! And Timon
is currently on the grind to becoming a beast. You know.
Yeah, in the gym.
In the gym, outside the gym.
Let's go.
Everywhere.
But
you will see more of that because there's a lot in store for the future of the medical idiots. And why don't we elaborate? Let's do a little teaser. Let's talk about... You know, like I said before, the creative process didn't stop. It's just the output got halted.
Yeah.
Yeah? So.
Yeah, plans for the future. I think we're going to be expanding, rebranding a little bit.
Yeah.
Crossing the T's, dotting the I's. Oof. So, nice, right?
Yeah, I like that.
Rerun that in my head.
You don't have to say that.
Now it just loses all the special.
Keeping it real. All right, so basically what we're going to be doing in the future is... So we're also going to be expanding to YouTube. One video a week. That's the idea for now.
That's what we're trying.
That's what we're going to be trying.
Wait, hold up. It's one video a week, one podcast another week.
Yeah,
it's all going to be videos, basically.
Yes.
Yeah, theoretically. Apart from this one.
Yeah. So basically, the schedule will be one week we'll have a podcast, the other week we'll have a live video, which will include some crazy content, I think challenges, vlogs, stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. A little bit more fun because the podcasts, someone maybe wants to elaborate on that, are going to be a little bit more professional.
That's right. Well, we're going to show that we're idiots on YouTube and we're going to be medical on the podcast.
Making that split.
Separating the departments.
Absolutely. Exactly. As we've already mentioned before, Maastricht University or the city in general hosts a lot of talent who are doing very important work in their respective fields. And we would like to bring their experience and their work to an even platform on the stage of the medical idiots and hopefully discuss it with them. Another big change I'm sure you can hear is the crispness in the voice.
You hear that? We don't sound like we're recording with a toaster anymore.
Exactly.
Because we're not.
Also, it doesn't sound like we're in a, what's it called? Like a valley where you have the echo coming back three times as hard.
We're no longer in Shresh's kitchen.
That's basically the
major change. Don't say my kitchen, yeah?
It was not the kitchen, it was the mics.
So, we've been upgrading. We did quite a fair share of rebranding.
Let's give a quick shout out.
So
we've contacted some people. One of them was Science Vision at Maastricht University.
Shout out.
They've been helping us a lot recently.
Yeah.
I want to give them a big shout out. They're a major help in this.
And shout out to Berend.
Berend, yes.
Berend, our number one creative process thinker, integrator, everything. Yeah. This man has all the artistic capabilities.
He did it all. He's done our logo. He's really helped us maybe get a better image. And shout out to him. Check him out.
Yeah, I don't know how many other shout-outs we have to give because we spoke about a lot of things that have changed. So you'll see these changes and also the way in which, I guess, Medical Idiots is presented.
Mm. Yeah.
One thing that didn't change for you ASMR lovers.
Swear jar.
Swear jar is back. This time we hope to fill it up to the rim so that we can invest in...
Invest in some stuff.
In ourselves, basically.
Oh, one last shout-out is to Roel.
Roel. How could we forget Roel?
Photographer.
Yeah. So basically, we're also going to be launching a website with links, blog posts, all information that you want to know. And for that, we need some pictures. And who was a major help in that? We took a whole day, I think a Sunday.
Yeah, went to some beautiful sites.
At lunch, went to some beautiful sites.
And Stumpot.
Shout out to Stumpot.
Shout out to Lars's mom.
And these photos are actually available to others as well for purchase.
Have a licensed model in it.
Yeah.
Not saying who, but it does have one.
If you want them signed, it's $15 extra.
And also, if any tampon companies are listening, we have an incredible picture of Crest.
Yeah, incredible.
That would look great on a poster.
I would be more than happy to do my part.
It's with lavender as well, so you should really look that up.
Yeah, one last thing. We should also be putting all of the stuff that we've been doing recently. You can always track us on Insta. I think we will also be putting the images we took up on Insta.
Some of them.
The good ones.
Yeah, can't make it too non-exclusive, you know what I mean, right? Well, I believe this was it for our first episode on our rebirth back onto season 2. We hope to start this up with a bang and keep that same energy throughout.
Yeah.
You guys have anything else to add on?
No, just excited to be back.
Yes,
very really good. Happy to just keep this going, because we just wanted to make sure that now that we're coming back out, is that it's good quality and it's more enjoyable for you guys, all 40 of you. So
all of you that are still subscribed.
Yeah. So I hope you guys appreciate our changes, and thank you for still sticking around and taking the time, because
we appreciate you.
Yeah. If you're new, welcome.
Also welcome.
And of course, guys, Happy New Year.
Okay, so we're recording this in December. It's not the New Year yet, Karen. Don't
but we're releasing on New Year's, bro.
Don't play the fake.
In fact, to show you guys that we're not even slacking, you're going to hear this episode in January. It is currently November.
Heck yeah. We planned it.
Talk to me about getting my work done on time.
This is the earliest I've been through that line ever. All right, so thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Fuck
you. See ya.
Yeah.